Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Thank you for joining us and happy Friday, you great people. You got my Marie Athens ready to go? Dying here.
Doesn't sound like it.
Have a great Friday, you mother.
Yep. Thanks. I mean, it just doesn't feel like Friday. It's not official until Marie Athens screams at us. She's the best. How can she have just flamed out so fast? Like, why is there not more flame from her?
She has a GoFundMe on her Twitter page.
Does she?
Asking for help for legal funds.
Oh.
Oh, so she's being sued.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Yeah, that the one time she resurfaced and was still flinging mud, I thought, wow, she's really not getting that she's created a great view of her. That whole I'm such a good person view that she has of herself.
I can't believe I'm such a good person. You heard it before.
Sorry.
I'll definitely
such a good person.
Yeah, that whole
I can't believe
vile death threat thing you did. That's not being viewed upon nicely.
Yeah, that's...
I just looked up her GoFundMe description. It is... She basically says that... journalists make less than minimum wage. Oh, it's for journalists, basically. But it goes to her. I'm confused. But basically, it says journalists make less than minimum wage because it's their passion. Athens risked it all to take that perv down who nearly bankrupted our city. I'm talking about the mayor.
Oh.
And so.
Oh, that's why she did it. She didn't like his politic job, the job he was doing.
What a good person. I can't believe what a good person she is.
Oh yeah. So she's. It makes no sense because she's talking about how journalists don't make that much money in Alaska, and it makes it sound like she's going to give it to them, but it's for her. I was right. It's for her lawyer.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. You know.
So
did she have some money? Did she make some money?
She has $590.
Oh, that's.
And how much is she asking for?
$25,000.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, she needs a lot more.
Yeah. Well, maybe I'll kick in $10.
Has his male genitalia.
And then she said she was supposed to have a book deal. So we'll see what
comes of it. Oh, God, I'd love to read her book. I'm down.
That person who has no idea how they look, it's going to be a read, I'm sure. Yeah, she just spews all of her insides.
Somebody will save her. Well, maybe not, right? No, well, no,
well,
actually.
The person who's given her a book deal does not want to save her.
No, you're right about that, my friend. Yeah. I'll give you your $25,000. You give me a book.
Coming up tonight, Fox 4 News at 9 and Newsnet National for sure will cover this.
That check is great. Newsnet National will definitely cover this. Oh, definitely, definitely. It's for sure, right?
For sure.
Y'all heard it right here.
Fox 4 News at 9 and Newsnet National for sure will cover this.
Meanwhile, she's on her Facebook page. That's not even a news report.
Oh, God.
You heard it here first.
Celebrity Trash this time around is brought to you by National Bagel Day.
Bagels are good.
Delicious rounds of dough, boiled and baked, can be found just about anywhere. Breakfast joints, coffee shops, supermarkets, even your kitchen pantry. Do you put your bagels in the fridge?
No.
Yeah. I've often thought they might last longer because they get hard fast. I don't know.
Yeah, you got to either eat one daily to get through that pack of five, or you're gonna throw some away.
Yeah. Do you go butter or schmear? Cream cheese.
If I'm gonna do a bagel, we use Dave's Bagels. I think that's the brand name. You find them in Whole Foods.
Oh,
Dave's Breads, Dave's Bagels.
Right, Dave's awesome. Like,
yeah, yeah,
they're
yeah.
made by jailed people, you know, people who are.
Oh, is that
convicts.
Right? I don't know
I think
that
so.
Story.
Isn't that Dave's whole thing? He hires convicts. and tries to get him back out into the world.
Good for him.
Dave's Killer Bread.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
That's the stuff. And they make bagels.
He hires killers. John likes Dave's Bread.
So yeah, I'll get those, and I like all the ones, the berry, the plain, there's an everything bagel, and I will put a light thing of cream cheese across the top, not butter.
I like butter and jelly.
But what I usually eat, the first thing I eat every day is one piece of sourdough toast with butter on it.
Mm. No jelly, huh?
No jelly, just sourdough toast, one piece. And that makes, if I have to, I could go to lunch on that.
You know, one of my favorite brekkies is, which I don't do it that much because bagels are totally not what you should be eating, but they're so good. I toast the bagel and then I take an avocado and mash it onto it and then put a slice of tomato on there, a little balsamic.
Everything's overdone in your house.
It's not overdone. It's perfect. It's so good. I feel like I got my vegetables and enough carbs to get me through to lunchtime.
All right.
Where I'm going to have another bagel. Anyway.
Trash bagels. Time.
Yeah, I'm just tearing up thinking about how delicious they are. If you like watching Netflix and you get yourself a pizza and sit down, Netflix and chill, I don't know, alone or with someone, you can get paid for that. Actually, if you go to RadioAlice.com, we have a big article up there with a link to where you can get... it looks like $500. They're looking for people to judge shows and movies based on key items. And they've got a list of stuff they want. You know, you watch Queen's Gambit, Ozark, or what, Cobra Kai. You can watch anything. You choose your favorite show to indulge in. And then the pizza, they're actually wanting you to do a review of the pizza that you eat when you do it, too. So for your services, you get $500, a complimentary Netflix account. So free Netflix, $500, and the cost of pizza delivery and other snacks.
All right.
You got to be over 21. You got to apply before February 12th, 2021, and they're going to announce the winner the next week, February 17th, which is our 24th anniversary.
Oh.
So, but you got to go to RadioAlice.com. I'm not sure if this is under contest or I'm sure you can just search Netflix and pizza. But there you go. There's a job for you. Or for your kid who can't get a job because it's a pandemic. I don't know. Yesterday was my youngest son's 20th birthday.
Oh boy. No more teens in your house. Good for you.
Nope. All grown men. No more excuses. You know?
Oh, good luck.
I know. Exactly. He was still up when I was in here at 4:20 getting my stuff together here. I could hear him recording in his room singing stuff. I'm like, oh my god, it's 4:00 in the morning, that kid is still up. But
well,
it's basically a continuation of his birthday, so I'm not
isn't that what you used to do? You used to stay up super late and then sleep through the day, right?
Yes. Well, when I was a teenager, my mom was so, I think back on it now, if my kid was still in bed at 4:00, I'd be pounding on his door, get your ass up. My mom just left me alone. She'd be like, hey, dinner, it's time for dinner. I'd be like, okay. And I'd eat dinner and I'd go out.
But you wait, were you working nights at that time or were you just out?
No, I was just a teenager. I was just
I never did that.
Having fun.
Good for you.
And after dinner I'd call my couple friends, be like, hey, what's going on tonight? Okay, I'll see you there at 11. Hang out with my family and then take off. Next story up for grabs is it's awful. Dustin Diamond, who was Screech on Saved by the Bell. He has estranged himself from the rest of the cast. I guess he's done a bunch of stuff that either they don't like or didn't. I can't remember where his fall from grace came from. I really don't. Look him up. What is he in trouble
crazy for?
For
a minute. I forget
he
what
did.
Happened.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think Wasn't he became a porn star or tried to be.
There's nothing wrong with that, you know. I mean, I guess Saved by the Bell is a kids show, so maybe they don't want him back on because of that. Wasn't he going crazy and selling T-shirts and just trying to raise money all different strange ways?
Yeah, I think that his problem is one that not a lot of people have lived through, but I think another guy who sort of experienced it was Bonaducci. You find yourself as a super famous but bordering on poor or broke guy, mm-hmm. trying to figure out how as an adult you're going to make money now, since no one will hire you in the your chosen field.
And you're so recognizable, you can't go work at McDonald's.
Right. I mean, look at what those people did to that guy at the Trader Joe's. And, you know, luckily it paid off for him because he got work after right. that. But the whole, you know, shaming someone for going to work in a regular job, who I guess should still be doing movies.
In, 2014, he stabbed somebody on Christmas Day.
Oh, that is not good.
He stabbed somebody in the neck, I believe. Mm-hmm.
Stabbed him in the neck? Mm-hmm. That's a...
What'd the person do? Does it say?
Yeah, why do they deserve a stab in the neck?
He was also born in San Jose, you know that?
I didn't.
No.
It doesn't say. I just found this article from with his mugshot from a while ago that he violated his probation because of that crime.
Hmm. What was his, what was he on probation for?
Because he stabbed somebody.
Oh. And then he did something else?
Yeah.
Okay, well, listen, Dustin, he deserves your sympathy today. He has stage 4 cancer. They are not saying what type of cancer it is.
How old is this dude?
He's not that old, 44 maybe, I think. Hold on, let me scroll down.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah, he turned 44 last week. There's a rep who's saying he had a huge lump on his throat. So that may be the location of the cancer. On top of everything else, he's got shingles. And so he is not right, very painful. So he's not in a good place. Screech is expected to make the prognosis public as soon as the doctors finish running their tests and make, you know, a formal diagnosis. His rep said he's undergoing chemo, so he'll be in the hospital at least another week. We'll figure out when he gets to come home. By next week, we'll have a much better understanding of the severity of his condition and what treatments he'll need so that he's comfortable. The rep said that Dustin was feeling fine yesterday, but he was in very rough shape when he was hospitalized last weekend. He was fading in and out, feeling sleepy and tired, and then they mentioned the shingles thing. So Dustin Diamond, who played Screech on Saved by the Bell, has been diagnosed with, they're saying, stage 4 cancer here. And I'll let you know if that diagnosis changes, but it's, you know, I don't have a whole lot of details beyond that. Rich people are buying up America. I thought this was interesting. America's biggest owner of farmland. Who do you think it is? It's one of the big
America's,
rich people. Biggest owner of farmland.
You know, I want to say it's someone like McDonald's who...
It's
you know,
a single
farms.
Person. It's a person. And one of the rich guys.
Mm, one of the rich guys. Well, that makes sense.
And listen, all these rich guys, like, they all own tons Bezos. And tons of land. It's not Bezos, although Bezos does own a ton of land. He owns... he's the 25th spot with his ownership of 420 acres. 420,000 acres, mainly in West Texas. He's a big investor in this. This is specifically farmland because a lot of people will own like forests and farmland.
What's the guy's name? Berkshire Hathaway. What is his name?
Oh, no, it's not him. Warren Buffett.
Yeah, it's Warren Buffett.
No, it's Bill Gates.
Oh, okay. Bill Gates
is currently the fourth richest guy in the world. And he is, he calls himself a nerd. He's, you know who Bill Gates is. I don't have to tell you that. Mm-hmm. He's been quietly snatching up farmland. He's got 242,000 acres of farmland across the U.S., enough to make him the top private farmland owner in America. He had been purchasing agricultural land in places like Florida and Washington. He's worth about $121 billion. He's built up a big farmland portfolio, 18 different states. His largest holdings are in Louisiana, where he owns 69,000 acres, Arkansas, 47,000 acres, Nebraska, I think it's near Omaha, he owns 20,500 acres. Bill Gates on Middle America. He's got a stake in like 25,000 acres of what they're calling transitional land on the west side of Phoenix, which is being developed as a new suburb. They are saying basically that he's got an investment group, Cascade Investments, and that Cascade also owns food safety company Ecolab, a used car retailer called Vroom, which I know if you'd had a son, you would have named them
Oh,
Vroom.
Man, you know, that is the name that I just haven't heard anyone take up the cause.
Yeah.
A young man named Vroom. That kid's going to take over the world. Come on.
He, in the past, in 2008, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation announced $306 million in grants to promote high-yield sustainable agriculture among smallholder farms in sub-Saharan Africa and South Asia. They've also invested in the development and proliferation of super crops, which I wonder if they're genetically modified, because he's looking for stuff resistant to climate change. He's like, that's coming, and we need to be able to feed people. And also higher-yield dairy cows. Other people who own a ton of land, it looks like the, you know, the people who own Wonderful, like Palm Wonderful, Wonderful Pistachios.
Oh, yeah.
They rank number 3 in the farmland owners with 190,000 acres. And there's a big list of the top 100 landowners. The top spot goes to a guy named John Malone. He's Liberty Media's chair. Mm. He owns 2.2 million acres of ranches and forests. Ted Turner is in third place, just all land, land owners. 2 million acres of ranch land across 8 states. So people with lots and lots of land. I think I'm out of time. It's 6:25. You want one more little quickie?
Yeah.
There's a weird thing that came out about Rebel Wilson this week. She was once kidnapped at gunpoint in Africa. So Rebel Wilson, I know her best probably from the Pitch Perfect movies. And I follow her on Instagram, too. She's like working out like a fiend all the time now. And you know,
transformation, big time.
Her 2020 was all about, let's get this into a package. She was on, do you watch Celebrity IOU on HGTV, Vin?
I have never heard of it.
It's those adorable Property Brothers, Nikki. You know what I'm talking about. Come on. They'll take a celebrity. Brad Pitt did one, and he, I think it was like his longtime makeup person or assistant or something.
Oh, you've mentioned this before. I've never seen it, though.
So Rebel Wilson did one. I forget who she did it for. But she
but
was.
It's a thank you, right?
It is. It's a thank you. They'll totally redo your house, or they, you know, fix up your kitchen, whatever it is. And it's, you know, it's a neat show, and it's all set basically in LA where all these people live. So Rebel Wilson says, we were on this cattle truck and these men come up on another truck with a lot of guns. They pulled up beside us with the big guns and they were like, yeah, you've got to get off your truck. And so they were all driven to a house in the middle of nowhere. She's just somewhere in Africa. She doesn't even say what country. She says she didn't lose her cool. She says, they sat us down. I was like, everybody link arms, because I was petrified in the night that they might want to take one of the girls or something. She figures illegal substances had been put in whatever vehicle they were in to be smuggled across the border, whatever border we're talking about here. And whatever the case, in the morning, they let them go. She says, we didn't ask any questions. We just got back in the truck, got out of there, crossed the South African border a few hours later. So they went, I guess they were heading south.
That is very lucky.
Yeah.
I mean, unlucky to have been caught like that,
yes.
But lucky to have walked away uninjured or
still be
or
alive,
not raped or worse,
right? They Yikes. Just were held. And what are they going to do, right? I mean, I guess maybe they tell the authorities in South Africa and they go, yeah, yeah, we don't go up there. That's not our jurisdiction. You're going to have to go back there to talk to the police there. Good luck with that.
That's scary.
Want me to hold your stuff while you go? I know. So I just thought that was, it's an interesting story. And it just, I don't know, kept getting crushed down by other stuff this week. Weird. Okay, what's coming up in the news, Ben?
Micro goals are the way to get it done.
Oh.
A woman had a horrible dream. It was so real that it continued after she woke up. And more after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.